Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, August 11th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Samsung announced the $1,799 Galaxy Z Fold 3. It includes 2021 Android flagship specs with interior and exterior 120Hz screens, a promised 80% stronger protective film on the folding screen, a 10% stronger hinge, IPX8 water resistance, S Pen support, and a 4-megapixel under-display selfie camera. The company also announced the $999 Z Flip 3, the one that unfolds like a flip phone, which gets a 30% stronger screen protection film, a 120Hz primary screen, and a 4x larger exterior display compared to the original Flip. Both ship August 27th. Samsung also announced the Galaxy Watch 4 and more premium Watch 4 Classic, which includes Samsung's signature physical rotating bezels. Both come in versions with 1.2-inch and 1.4-inch circular screens and use the new Exynos W920 SoC with a claimed 40 hours of battery life, running Wear OS powered by Samsung that includes its One UI watch interface. The Watch 4 starts at $249, the Watch 4 Classic at $349, at $50 for LTE on either, both shipping August 27th. OpenAI released a new software tool called Codex, which can be used to build simple websites and rudimentary games using natural language, as well as translate between programming languages and process data science queries. Codex is initially being released as a free API, though there's currently a waitlist, and the company plans to eventually charge for access. The decentralized Poly Network finance platform disclosed that someone stole the equivalent of $611 million in Ethereum, Shiba Inu, and other digital currencies from it on August 10th. However, the attacker has now started returning millions in funds, with the block reporting $256 million returned so far. The security firm Slowmist reportedly tracked down identifying information on the perpetrator. TCL will release updated versions of its 5 Series and 6 Series TVs with the same software running on Google's 2020 Chromecast. TCL says it's not transitioning to Google TV over Roku OS, just wants to offer consumers a choice of both. The TCL 6 Series with Google TV will be capable of 4K at 120Hz and comes with two HDMI 2.1 ports, one of which is eARC, and two additional HDMI 2.0 ports, topping out at $1,300. Xiaomi announced CyberDog, an open-source quadruped robot capable of responding to voice commands and moving up to 3.2 meters per second. It's powered by NVIDIA's Jetson Xavier AI platform and equipped with cameras and GPS. Xiaomi plans to initially produce 1,000 units, priced at 9,999 yuan, or roughly $1,540 US dollars. A new note from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo claims that the upcoming 2022 mini-LED MacBook Airs will come in multiple colors, with a redesigned form factor similar to the upcoming 14- and 16-inch MacBook Pros. Kuo still expects these devices to ship in mid-2022. Instagram announced two new features it hopes can reduce abuse users receive on trending posts. Limits is available now and lets users hide comments and DM requests from users that don't follow them or have only recently started. Hidden Words, meanwhile, lets users set up DM filters based on flagged words, with messages placed in a hidden folder. Venmo is rolling out a new option to allow users to buy cryptocurrency using cash back they earn from their Venmo credit card purchases without transaction fees. Crypto options include Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash through the new cashback to crypto option. Court records show Apple settled its lawsuit with the security company Corellium. Apple had claimed Corellium's virtualized iOS device violated its copyright. Terms of the deal were not disclosed, but Corellium did confirm its virtualized iOS offering will remain available. Facebook open-sourced the software and hardware designs for its PCI Express time cards with the Open Compute Project. These cards help massive data centers synchronize extremely precise time using atomic clocks and navigation satellites. The cards can be built for as little as $300. The messaging app Signal now allows users to set its disappearing messages feature as the default for all conversations. The feature could previously be used on a chat-by-chat basis. Microsoft released an update for Windows 10 that requires people to have administrative privileges to install printer drivers with the point-and-print feature as a further fix for the print nightmare vulnerability. The company released an emergency patch for the exploit last month, but said the default behavior of point-and-print does not provide customers with the level of security required to protect against potential attacks. And finally, organizers for Web Summit, Europe's largest tech conference, plan to hold an in-person event in Lisbon this year, November 1st through the 4th. The organizers expect over 40,000 people to attend. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.